quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned into Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen territories of the Katsi, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship of the lands and the waters. I'm Leslie, and on today's episode of the show, I'm going to tell you the story of something I guess I really would not have expected to happen, which is the tale of how a fan fiction that was popularized on the r/Canada Public Servant Reddit forum got me back into Naruto, the popular shonen anime manga series from the early 2000s. That's it. I'm gonna leave it there. I'm gonna do the rest of the talking later. Because, I mean, to be very frank, like, today's episode of the show is much more about questions. I ask a lot of questions rather than about really any journey at all. But, you know, I feel like sometimes questions can help lay the foundation of a pathway. You know, do you remember, like, when you had to write the provincial exam and the question on the English 12 provincial exam would be like, do this and this and this, consider these things, and the considering part is how you're supposed to actually, like, begin framing your essay? Maybe that's what these questions are meant to be. You know what? We're both gonna find out, because I'm taking you on this journey with me, I guess. Let's get right into the music, though. Because I do want to play some music today. Most of it is, I think, new releases from this year, though I will sprinkle in a little bit of older releases, and actually we're gonna start off with that today. If you've been a longtime listener of the program, you might remember that I love Suzuki Airi, who is a Japanese singer, actress, and we've played a little bit of her music in the show, in the past. Today you will hear one of the first songs that I ever heard her perform, when she was a member of the group Buono. At the time she was also an active member of, another J-pop girl group called Cute, but, I mean, Cute was okay. I liked their music as well. But Buono was, like, honestly, very, very, very honestly, maybe if I were to recommend truly any J-pop girl group, like, girl idol group music to anyone, just the music, it would be Buono. Like, this trio, like, rocked my world. And if you talk to maybe anyone who was into J-pop idol girl groups from, yeah, kind of like the 90s to the mid 2010s, like, they will likely be able to tell you, like, yeah, I loved Bono's music, I dug their sound, because it is, in my opinion, very good. And for whatever reason, their like distribution company has finally released The Beast in Canada. They've finally unlandlocked it for streaming in Canada, and I encourage you to send thoughts and wishes of condolences to my family and friends, because I am about to become even more insufferable than I've ever been in their lives. And they should know this, you know. But I think the condolences will be very happily received as well. I love Bono, and maybe today will be the beginning of you loving Bono. I've really gone on and on about this song, haven't I? Oh, let's just play it. Let's just play it. This is Nakimushi Shonen.
This is Bird Note. Like preteens at a swimming pool, this flock of house sparrows chatters as it splashes in a birdbath. Pudgy, social, chatty, and ubiquitous, the house sparrow has adapted to living in cities, suburbs, and rural areas. Considered by some just another little brown bird, a closer look reveals more. The male house sparrow's head is decorated with chestnut and gray, and he sports a black bib. Like most birds, these sparrows enjoy a daily bath. By setting out a bird bath, you can watch them lower their head and shimmy down into the water, wings slightly spread. Then they pop out and shake like a dog, water droplets flying. If you've ever watched a bird bathing in a puddle, you know that birds like very shallow water. An inch or two is plenty. Be sure your bird bath has a flat rim or rocks for the birds to perch on to shake and dry. If you aren't interested in setting out bird feeders, installing a bird bath can be an entertaining alternative. These chattering, gregarious house sparrows may be the first to arrive. Drinking and bathing in the same water? That's birds for you. That's why it's so important to keep your bird bath clean. You'll keep the birds healthy and safe from disease. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Water Temple by Sour Dope here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before that, you heard Kimmortal featuring Nimkish with the song Bones. That's right off of Kimmortal's latest record, Sunniest of Days. Hope you enjoyed those two tracks. I'm Leslie, and today's episode is the story of how a fan fiction set in Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation got me back into Naruto. Strap in for this story. Okay, I'm going to be honest. That's a little bit of a clickbaity title, article, subject, I guess. I'm not 100% into the Naruto stories and fandoms, again, quite yet. And there's a very strong chance that I will never be. And you'll understand why if you have kind of gotten a glean of what type of character I am. You will understand why. If you don't know what Naruto is, it was this long running Japanese comic that began serialization in 1999, ended serialization in 2014, and I believe each week there would be a new chapter that was published in a comics magazine in Japan. There are 72 volumes that have been published along with like various art books and all that. And there of the actual comic series itself, there are 250 million copies of it in circulation worldwide, according to Wikipedia. It's written by Masashi Kishimoto, and essentially Naruto became one of the big Japanese comics of the world between, you know, 1999 and 2014. It's still, I think, quite popular. There's like the spin-off series, and people still revisit the earlier parts of the stories even now. This story, I'll talk about the fan fiction. I have to talk about the fan fiction, but put a pin in that, okay? I feel like I gotta lay down the lore around Naruto first. A little bit, I guess. This story, I really enjoyed it when I was younger, and it was one of the anime series that got me into becoming a weeb. And then, at some point, I had to put it down. I had to stop reading it. I had to stop watching it. It was just no longer enjoyable for me because it ran and just wouldn't stop. There was no end to this series in sight when I was still reading it, I think, many, many, many years ago. Maybe, somewhere in like the mid-2000s, late-2000s. I couldn't stand it. It was just too much. And so I stopped. I put it down. What I remember of it is very different from what I have learned of it in my journey to refresh my memory. And so maybe the Cliff Notes version of Naruto is like, it's about teen ninjas who are caught in this like cosmic multi-intergenerational war / conspiracy that was started by a doomsday cult made up of child survivors of war. And I'm not kidding. That like when I went in to read the summary of the entire series this past weekend, that was what I gleaned from it. But what I remembered of it was really different. Naruto, from what I remembered, was about this young boy named Naruto. He wanted to be the best, strongest ninja in his village. This is a story about ninjas who are kind of like, they are, some of them are part of the military. Some of them are kind of like cops. Some of them are kind of like spies. Some of them are teachers. Some are just like people who run errands for like the local town folk. It's a mixed bag of what a ninja does. It's like a big umbrella term, apparently. But he wanted to become the strongest and the best. But Naruto is like ostracized from the people in his village because when he was young, he had like this demon that was like sealed inside of his body. And so people just assume that he's like this monstrous, destructive person. When really he's not. He is a big underdog. He's not particularly super duper talented at anything. But he works really hard. He doesn't give up. And he has like this like incredibly infectious can-do optimism and attitude. His story revolves essentially around him and like his two best friends, Sasuke, who is the total opposite of Naruto. Like, he is popular, cool, very strong and powerful. He has a sort of innate talent for being a ninja. And then Sakura, who is their token female friend, essentially, I say this with no irony, token female friend, because her main storyline is that her entire existence and will and character come from the fact that she is inspired by the men in her life. Put a pin in that. We're going to revisit that later as well. As Naruto is sort of training to become the strongest ninja ever, Sasuke betrays the entirety of their village and obviously his friendship with Naruto and Sakura, because Sasuke actually also has this like, he also has this like, intense desire to avenge the slaughter of his family by his older brother Itachi, who has joined the doomsday cult that I had mentioned before. And Sasuke doesn't believe that he can become stronger through the standardized testing of like ninja certification in the village, and so he joins what I don't even know how to describe it. He joins the mob, kind of. And like, Naruto and Sakura are really sad, and so they try their best to like bring Sasuke back to the village, and that is kind of where it leaves off for me. I think after like Naruto and Sasuke fight a bunch, and then Sakura cries a bunch because Musashi Kishimoto is we're gonna put a pin in that. Remember, I'm gonna revisit that pin about him and women. At some point I was just like, I can't keep doing this. This is just okay, whatever. I can't keep up with this series. And so when I left it in my youth, and this would be nearly 20 years ago, I thought that this was a story about friendship and not giving up on your friends. And it is, in fact, a story about, as I mentioned, teen ninjas caught in a cosmic multi-intergenerational war/conspiracy started by a doomsday cult by the child survivors of war. And I'm not gonna get into that. And I'll tell you why after this music break. Here's Takuya Nakamura with Mr. Vincent.